This is a topic which is very dear to my heart. Of course, I look at it through the eyes of the justice sector, which I've been involved in for the last 20, 25 years, 30 years or so almost. And we at the Caribbean Court of Justice, when I was at the Caribbean Court of Justice, were very much involved in the whole concept of decolonizing justice. That is to say, in identifying the various threads where colonial structures, colonial thinking, colonial laws still influence and retard the self-determination of Caribbean people.